Hymn 130 is one of my favorite hymns.
诗歌130首是我最喜欢的一首诗歌之一。
And I hope that you like the hymn as well.
希望大家也喜欢唱这首诗歌。
And this morning, the burden in my heart is God's promises of revival.
今天早晨我想要跟大家分享的这个负担是关于神所应许的复兴。
I believe that before Lord's return, there will be a great spiritual revival.
我相信在主再来之前会有一场很大的属灵的复兴。
And I think that all of us need to pay attention to this time.
所以我觉得我认为我们需要来注意我们所处的现在这个时间。
And all of us need to be the watchman for this coming revival.
愿意我们都成为这个将要来的这场复兴的守望者。
And we need to prepare for it.
而且我们要预备我们自己。
If we prepare for this revival, then we will be preparing for God's return.
若我们是来预备我们自己为着这场复兴的话，我们也是在预备我们自己为着主的再来。
So this morning, we'd like to focus on God's promises.
所以今天早晨我愿意我们都来看神的应许。
We will read Isaiah chapter 44 from verse 3 to verse 6.
我们会来读以赛亚书第44章第3到第6节。
This is God's promise to all of us.
这是神所向我们所有人的应许。
These few verses contain this great promise.
这四节的经文也讲到了神他的应许。
We will read now.Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3.
我们会来读以赛亚书44章从第三节开始。
For I will pour out water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. And they will spring up among the grass like poplars by streams of water.This one will say, I am the Lord's. And that one will call on the name of Jacob. And another will write on his hand, belonging to the Lord. And will name Israel's name with honor. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last.And there is no God besides me.
第三节，因为我们要将水浇灌口渴的人，将河浇灌干旱之地。我要将我的灵浇灌你的后裔，将我的福浇灌你的子孙。他们要发生在草中，像溪水旁的柳树。这个要说，我是属耶和华的；那个要以雅各的名自称；又一个要亲手写归耶和华的。并自称为以色列，耶和华以色列的君，以色列的救赎主，万军之耶和华如此说：我是首先的，我是末后的，除我以外，再没有真神。
Let's pray.
让我们有些祷告。
Father, we are so grateful this morning we can gather before you.
天父，我们何等的感谢你，我们早晨可以在你里面聚集。
We don't have any trophies yet.
虽然我们没有任何的冠冕
But if we have, we were glad to spread those trophies before you.
但若我们有这样的冠冕，我们愿意把我们的冠冕都放在你的脚前。
And we will sing this everlasting song.
然后向你来唱这样一首永远的诗歌。
And crown you the Lord of all.
来冠你为万王之王。
Even as we come together before your words.
当我们来到你的话语面前
As we share, as we listen upon your words
当我们来分享我们来聆听你的话的时候
We pray that you will gain that preeminence in our heart
愿意你在我们心中是居首位的
We commit this time into your hands
我们把接下来的时间仰望在你的手中
In Jesus' name we pray
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名 Amen
Before we go into the Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3 to 6,
当我们在我们来讲这个以赛亚书44章3 第三到第六节之前。
We want to start with Isaiah chapter 2, verse 11, the second half.
我们先来看以赛亚书第二章的十二节的后半，十一节的后半段。
Only the second half.
这后半段。
The Lord alone shall be exalted in that day.
到那日，唯独耶和华是被尊崇的。
This is such a profound verse.
这是一句很深刻的经文。
If we want to read one more time.
让我们来再读一次。
The Lord alone shall be exalted in that day.
唯独耶和华被尊崇。
This is the day of great revival.
到那日讲到是那复兴的日子。
In that day of revival, the Lord alone shall be exalted.
到那日复兴的日子，耶和华的名要被尊崇。
This verse is as significant as Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10.
这一句经文就如以弗所书一章十节里面所讲到的。
Which speaks of God's plan to sum up all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth.
就讲到了在神的计划里面，他要将天上地上一切的都在基督耶稣里同归于一。
These verses stand at the very center of God's eternal purpose.
这些经文就讲到了神他永远的旨意。
The day referred to a time of divine intervention.
在到那日，那一日指的就是神他这个神圣的干预。
A moment of judgment and restoration when God's glory will be revealed in full.
乃是当神的荣耀完全显现的时候，这个神圣的干预讲到神的审判和他的恢复。
This morning we will start by examining a pivotal moment in America's history.
所以我们今天来开始分享的时候，我们先来看美国的这个历史。
This period is known as the first great awakening.
这样的一个关键的时刻，就是讲到第一次的大觉醒运动。
A powerful spiritual revival that began in the 1730s.
是在1730年那个时代所开始的一场属灵的复兴。
And continues through 1740s.
一直延续到1740年。
Do you remember when the American Revolution started?
大家记得这个美国的独立革命是什么时候开始的吗？
Do you know when the United States was established?
大家记得美国是什么哪一年建立的吗？
36 years after the first great awakening.
是在这个第一次大觉醒运动36年之后。
In 1776,
1776年,
brother and sister, these two are one.
弟兄姊妹们，这两个运动乃其实是在一个计划里面的。
The First Great Awakening and the American Revolution are part of God's plan.
这个第一次大觉醒运动还有美国的独立革命，他们都是神的计划中的一部分。
God's plan is to establish a nation where God alone is exalted.
神的计划就是在地上能够建立一个国家，是能够尊崇独独的尊崇耶和华的名。
We should not exalt earthly rulers.
而不是尊崇地上的掌权。
God alone is exalted.
是唯独耶和华被尊崇。
Actually, the very heart of the first great awakening is this very declaration.
其实在第一次大觉醒运动中，它的最中心的一个宣言。
The Lord alone.
这个宣言就是。
Shall be exalted.
这个宣言就是唯独耶和华被尊崇。
You know, before the great first awakening, the spiritual climate in America was very low.
在这个觉醒运动之前，这美国的属灵的状况其实是非常低沉的。
American colonies were divided by denomination, by region, and by political interests.
这些在北美的殖民地，他们因着这些地区、宗派还有政治的分歧的利益，就产生很严重的分歧。
Sounds familiar?
大家觉得是不是很熟悉？
churches have become cold and formal and ritualistic.
这教会就变得很冷漠，好像只在乎这些遗传还有传统。
Focusing more on traditions than genuine faith.
在就是注重遗这些传统，而不是真正的信心。
Many people live without a deep sense of presence of the Lord.
很多人他们的生活其实是没有神的同在。
They rely on their religious status.
他们只是依靠于他们自己宗教上的地位。
Rather than a personal relationship with the Lord.
而不是与神这样个人的关系。
Yet through God's servant, like Jonathan Edwards and George Whitefield.
但借着神的仆人，就像爱德华兹和怀特菲尔德。
A bold proclamation was made.
有一个这样子勇敢的宣告。
Salvation comes from God alone.
就是救恩乃是出于神。
Not through church membership.
而不是关于你在教会中的你有这样
教会地位，Not through human traditions,
也不是因着人的传统
，or religious authorities,
也不是因着宗教的这些权威。
This central truth echoed the message in Isaiah chapter 2:11.
这些真理就如这个以赛亚书二章十一节讲到的。
The Lord alone shall be exalted.
唯独耶和华被尊崇。
The first great awakening.Was a unifying revival.
这第一次觉醒运动乃是一个合一的这样的一个复兴。
It unites people across class, geography, and denomination.
就把人从不同的阶层、地域还有宗派里面，就是来归回合一。
Under one central truth.
能够带到这个中心的真理里面。
God alone.Shall be exalted.
就是唯独耶和华被尊崇。
And this truth profoundly shaped the founding principles of the United States.
而这个真理是这样深刻的来影响了美国它的建国的理念。
There are three founding principles of the United States.
美国它建国有三个建国的理念。
First, religious freedom.
第一个是宗教的自由。
If God alone is exalted,
如果神他单独是被尊崇的话，
then no human authority, whether a king, ruler, or governing body,
那没有任何的人的这个权威，不管是君王还是掌权者，甚至是政治的机构，
has the power to control individuals' relationship with God.
这些都没有办不应该来掌管人与神之间的关系。
This led to the principle of religious freedom.
这就把我们带到了这个宗教自由的理念。
The second principle is equality under God.
而第二个就是人人生而平等。
If God alone is exalted,
若神他唯独耶和华被尊崇的话，
then no human ruler.Or system has the right to elevate one person over another.
没有这些掌权者或者是系统应该来高举一个人而过于神。
All people are equal under God.
所有人都是生而平等。
This belief is reflected in the Declaration of Independence.
而这样的一个信仰乃是在这个独立宣言里面有说到。
All men are created equal.
所有人都是生而平等。
Establishing the principle of equality under God.
就形成了我们说在神以下人人平等。
The third principle is government by the people.
而第三个理念就是以民治国。
If God alone is exalted,
若神唯独耶和华被高举，
and all men are accountable to him,
所有人都要在他面前交账。
Then no earthly ruler has the right to govern over them without their consent.
那没有地上的掌权者不应该凭着他们自己的意思来掌权。
People are entrusted with the responsibility to govern themselves according to God's will.
人他有被赋予这样的责任，乃是要按照神的旨意来治理。
This is the principle of government by the people.
这就把我们带到了这个民治政府的一个理念。
Brother and sister, you can see that this principle, this truth impact the founding of the United States.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看到这些建国的理念乃是影响这个国家的形成。
Many devoted Christians believe that America needs such an awakening today.
许多人都相信今天美国近前的这些基督徒们都相信说今天美国也需要这样的一个复兴。
Our nation requires a spiritual revival to restore the godly principles that once made this nation a free nation under God.
我们的国家是何等需要这样一个复兴来恢复这些近前的理念，这些理念乃是使我们的国这个国家成为一个在神以下自由的国家。
The solution is not political,economical or even social.
这个解决的方法不是通过一些政治或经济或者是社会的改革。
This is not how United States was established in the first place.
这些其实都不是这个国家起初建立的原因。
It is the fear of the Lord, repentance and revival.
乃是关乎对神的敬畏、悔改以及复兴。
Only when the Lord is exalted can America's spiritual foundation be restored.
当神被尊崇的时候，美国的这些建国的理念，这个属灵的根基才能被恢复。
Brother and sister, are you aware that God is at work now?
弟兄姊妹们，你们能够意识到现在神他是在做工的吗？
I believe the hands of the Lord.Has been working since the pandemic.
我相信神做工的手，其实在这个大疫情之后就开始了。
Have you ever felt the shaking around the world at this time?
你能感觉到这个世界好像在被震动吗？
Therefore, we must cooperate with the Lord in seeking a spiritual revival.
所以我们应该与神来同工，一起来寻求这样一场属灵的复兴。
That prepares the way for His return.
来预备他的再来。
So this morning our sharing will focus on three things.
今天早上我们的分享会来看这三个点。
First, we must recognize the great blessing that God has promised to His church.
首先我们要来认识到神向他教会所应许的祝福。
Second, we must understand the amazing testimonies that flow from the blessing.
然后我们来看这个祝福中所流出的见证。
Finally, we must respond in prayer to truly experience this blessing and its impact.
最后我们要来借着祷告来回应，并且要经历这样的祝福和改变。
May our hearts be open and ready.To what the Lord desires to do in our time.
愿用我们的心来敞开，使神他所要成就的成就在我们心中。
First, we must recognize the great blessing that God has promised to His church.
首先，我们要来认识到神所向他教会所应许的这个祝福。
What is the great promise that the Lord has given to His church?
神向他教会所应许的是什么呢？
Regardless of the metaphor, whether water or rain or rivers.
不管是哪一个比喻，说到水、雨，还有这个江河。
It all points to the same reality.
都指向一个实际。
It is Holy Spirit.
就讲到圣灵。
God's great promise to His church is the Holy Spirit.
神向他教会所应许的乃就是圣灵。
So when God said, I will pour water on the thirsty and streams on the dry ground.
当神来说他要将河浇灌干旱之地。
Then he clarifies his meaning by adding.
然后他就再次来说明。
I will pour my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants.
讲到这个河就是他我要将我的灵浇灌你的后裔。我的福浇灌你的子孙。
The Holy Spirit was poured out on the church at Pentecost.
圣灵是在五旬节之后来浇灌到教会当中。
And that moment changed everything.
那一刻就改变了一切。
And there's no record that the Spirit ever left the church.
之后没有讲到圣灵就离开教会。
He remained with us today.
圣灵今天也在我们当中。
Yet even as we affirm this truth,
然而当我们承认这个真理，
we will ask God for a fresh outpouring of His Spirit.
但我们仍然要来向神来求这样一个新鲜的浇灌。
We long to see the Holy Spirit working more powerfully in our churches.
我们愿意神的灵真的是能够大大的运行在他的教会当中。
We desire to be more surrendered to His leading.
我们愿意能更加降服于他的带领。
Living in faith and boldness.
能够在这个勇敢和信心当中来活着。
If we as flawed people know how to give good gifts to our children,
我们虽然我们是不完美的人，我们都知道要把最好的礼物给我们的孩子。
How much more will our Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?
何况我们的天父岂不更将圣灵赐给那些求他的人吗？
Only the Spirit gives life.
只有圣灵能够赐给生命。
Neither our words nor our effort can accomplish it.
我们的话语和努力都不能带来生命。
The Holy Spirit is a divine promise.
这个圣灵乃是那神圣的应许。
It's not just a blessing, it is a divine promise.
这不仅是一个祝福，乃是一个神圣的应许。
When God has given a clear promise,We can pray with full confidence.
当神他给这样一个清晰的应许的时候，我们可以对神的应许有完全的信心。
God never lies. 他不说谎。
神他不说谎。
He never takes back what he has spoken.
他所说的他不会收回。
What a promise this is.
这是何等大的一个应许。
When God said, I will, he means it.
当神说我将要，他是一定会做成的。
Like us, he has no limitations.
而且他不像我们，他在他是没有界限的。
He never said, I will try or I hope I can.
神不是说我试试看吧，我希望可以做到。
When the time comes for his spirit to move,
当他的灵他运行的时候到了的时候。
He does not seek permission from any human.
他不需要得人的这个凭证才能来运行。
His spirit comes like a rain from heaven.
他的灵就像是从天上倾倒的雨一般。
Bring life wherever he pleases.
把生命带到他所喜悦的地方。
Just as God alone brings spring after winter.
就像神他在冬天以后他带来春天。
Awaken the seeds without any human help.
使这个种子能够发芽生长，这都不是靠着人的能力。
So he alone sends revival.
所以神他自己能够带来这个复兴。
The Holy Spirit is indispensable.
而圣灵他也是必不可少的。
Many people profess belief in the Spirit's work.
很多人他们都来说圣灵的工作。
But fail to rely on him in practice.
但是在实际的实行中却没有。
If we do not depend on him, do we truly believe in him at all?
若我们不来依靠圣灵，我们真的是在相信圣灵在运行吗？
Without the Spirit, we can do nothing.
没有，不依靠圣灵，我们没有办法做成任何事。
Without the Holy Spirit, we are like the sheep without wing.
如果没有圣灵的话，就像那个行船没有风。
A chariot without horses.
这个战车没有这个马。
A branches without sap.
像没有枝叶的树枝一样。
Every minister, teacher, believer must acknowledge their weakness and depend completely on the Spirit's power.
服侍的，做教师的，每一个信徒，我们要来承认我们的软弱，但我们完全的依靠圣灵的能力。
The promise is clear.
这个应许是何等的清楚。
God will pour His Spirit on those who thirst for Him.
神要将他应许的圣灵浇灌在那些渴慕他的人身上。
On dry, barren hearts that recognize their need.
在干旱贫瘠的心来，他们承认自己的需要。
The Holy Spirit is not an entitlement.
圣灵不是说给人的一个。 一个名称，
不是一个 right。
哦，不是一个
权利。We must never assume that God's favor is automatically upon us because of our church history.
不只是因着我们教会的这个历史，神的这个圣灵，他就是好像我们就是理所应当的有这个圣灵的能力。
Anything else we are proud of?
不是我们可以来自夸的。
Now Israel once boasted about their temple, saying, "This is the Lord's house."
以色列人他们指着他们所建的殿来自夸，说这是神的家。
But God warned them, "Go to Shiloh and see what happened there."
但是神他就来警告他们，你们去示罗看那里所发生的。
Though God once placed His name in Shiloh,
尽管神他曾经把他的名放在示罗。
But He abandoned them because of their sin.
但因着他们犯罪，神就离弃他们。
Therefore, God can remove blessing from any church if they become proud and self-sufficient.
所以神他可以从如果一个教会他开始自夸，他们变得骄傲，神随时可以挪走他的祝福。
Are we proud and self-sufficient?
我们现在是感觉很自满，觉得我们就给自足了吗？
The seven churches in Asia Minor were a warning to us.
在小亚细亚的那七个教会难道不是对我们的警告吗？
If we neglect the Spirit, God can remove His life from us.
若我们不来留意圣灵的话，神他可以把他的亮光从我们当中挪去。
When the Spirit moves, He brings life where there is none.
当圣灵在运行的时候，没有生命的地方，圣灵就能带来生命。
No, in the Middle East, a dry, dusty field can suddenly burst into green after a single heavy rain.
在中东那个地方，在一个降雨之后，一个干旱的地就可以突然之间变成一个绿洲。
A lifeless church can experience revival when the Spirit moves.
当圣灵运行的时候，一个没有生命的聚会，它也可以带来生命。
Even the most gifted preacher could not accomplish that.
就能最有恩赐的这个传道人都没有办法来像圣灵这样子的能力。
The most advanced church programs are useless without the Holy Spirit.
而这些最先进的教会的聚会也没有办法能够来与圣灵的能力相比。
But when He comes, even the simplest message can bring people to life.
但当圣灵来到运行的时候，最简单的信息也能带来生命。
Even a small or poor or uneducated church, God can use it to shake the world.
尽管是一个可能看起来很微小、很贫穷的教会，神也可以来使用它来改变这个世界。
When the Lord gives His Spirit, He gives it lavishly.
当神赐下圣灵的时候，他是很慷慨的赐下圣灵。
He did not sprinkle a little water.
他不是来像说洒水一样。
He pour out streams.
他乃是来浇灌或做倾倒。
Farmers carefully ration their water.
那这个农夫他们要来量这个水。
Allowing only limited amounts to nourish each plant.
能量这个水使每个这个植物可能得到一点的这些浇灌。
But God does not work that way.
但神他不是这样来做工的。
He pour out His Spirit.In abundance.
神乃是丰丰富富的浇灌他的圣灵。
Then this promise has a special encouragement for parents.
而这样的应许对于我们当中做父母的是一个极大的鼓励。
Because he said, I will pour my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants.
因为神说他要把他的灵浇灌于你的后裔，我的福浇灌你的子孙。
Salvation is not inherited.
这个救恩它不是继承的。
Every child must personally come to faith.
每一个孩子他们要个人的来到他们来到神的面前。
Yeah, God extends His promise to the families.
所以神他就把他的应许赐给这些属神的这些家庭。
Therefore, parents take hold of this promise.
所以做父母的来持守神的这个应许。
Do not settle for your own salvation.
不要只是满足于你自己的救恩。
Plead with God for your children.
为着你的孩子来求神。
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
Trust Him, seek Him, and expect great things.
来信靠他，寻求他。知道他能做大事。
Let's move on to second point.
让我们来看第二点。
We must understand amazing testimony that flow from this blessing.
我们要来明白从这个祝福当中所流出的见证。
The Spirit always brings life and testimony.
圣灵他总是能够带来生命和见证。
When Spirit moves, new spiritual life begins to grow.
当圣灵运行的时候，新的生命就开始生长。
Just as water in Palestine causes grass and plants to flourish.
就像在那个巴勒斯坦地，这个水能够使草生长一般。
The Holy Spirit brings life to the testimony of Jesus.
圣灵就能够把生命带到这个主耶稣的见证里面。
Many will be drawn to the Lord.
许多人会被带到神的主的面前。
They will spring up like grass.
他们就像那个草一样生长。
Like poplars by streams of waters.
像溪水旁的柳树一般。
How many people will come to faith when the Spirit moves?
当圣灵运行的时候，多少人他们会来到，会被带到主的面前呢？
But these are not ordinary people who come to faith.
他们也许只是平常。
No,
他们不是
我们平常所认识的这些信徒的人。
他们不是我们平常所认识的这些人。
They will be full of life.
这他们会充满生命。
When the Spirit moves in the church, new life will grow naturally and abundantly.
当圣灵运行的时候，这个在教会当中，这个新的生命，他们自然而然的就会来生长。
It's like poplars growing by the streams of water.
就像溪水旁的柳树生长一般。
You know, the poplars grow rapidly and remain strong.
你知道吗？柳树它长得很快，而且它长得很结实。
They can be cut repeatedly, yet they keep growing back.
尽管它们一次又一次的被修剪，它们很快又能长回来。
No matter how often they are cut, a poplar tree will sprout again as soon as it gets water.
不管这个柳树被剪多少次，只要有水，它们马上就能长回来。
And this is a perfect picture of true believers.
这就是像就如那个真正的信徒一般。
They come from all walks of life.
他们从不同的背景而来。
Some come from Christian families.
有些可能是在基督徒的家庭长大。
Others may come from non-religious background.
有些可能他们是从没有信仰的背景。
Some may be wealthy.
有些是很富足的。
Others poor.
有些可能很贫穷。
It doesn't matter.
这都没有关系。
Because God knows who belongs to Him and He will call them.
因为神知道那些属于他的，而且他要呼召他们。
We should expect to see people from all professions, all backgrounds, and churches' traditions.
我们要期盼来看见人们和从不同的职业背景或教会的宗派当中来到神里面。
We will see children, we will see teenagers, we will see the elderly.
我们会看见小孩、青年人，甚至是年长的人。
People from all walks of life will come to say, "I am the Lord's."
从不同背景的人，他们都要来到神的面前说，我是属于神的。
I belong to the Lord.
我是属于神的。
I am called by the name of Jacob.
我要以雅各的名自称。
I have taken on the name of Israel.
并且我要以以色列的名来自称。
They have a strong, unashamed faith in Christ.
他们有这样一个坚固的，而且不以基督为羞耻的信心。
They won't be like Nicodemus.
他们不是像尼哥底母那样。
Sneaking around to see Jesus in secret.
偷偷的来见主。
They won't try to live their Christian life in hiding.
他们不是要来掩藏他们这个基督徒的生活。
One person will say, "I am the Lord's."
一个人会说，我是属于主的。
Declaring that they belong to God.
来宣告他们是属于神的。
Another might write on his hand, belonging to the Lord.
另外一个人可能在他手上写着我是属于神的。
He makes very serious commitment to the Lord.
他向神有一个很认真的承诺。
In ancient times, soldiers and servants would sometimes tattoo their master's name on their hand.
在古的时候，这些仆人或士兵他们会把他们主人的名字刻在手中。
As a sign of loyalty.
是一个忠诚的记号。
Paul even referred to this and said,
保罗他也来讲到这一点。
I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus.
保罗说到，我身上带着基督的印记。
Paul has suffered for Christ.
保罗他是为基督受苦的。
And he considered the scar in his hand proof that he belonged to the Lord.
他看他自己身上的这些伤痕，那乃是他属于主的证据。
These believers will be so devoted to Christ, nothing can shake their commitment.
这些信徒他们是这样子把自己放在神的里面，没有任何的事情能够动摇他们向神的这个承诺。
They joyfully identify themselves with the body of Christ.
他们也欢喜能够与神的子民一起。
Some people today claim to follow Jesus but refuse to join a church.
有些人他们今天他们说他们是跟随主耶稣的，但是他们不愿意委身在一个聚会当中。
They're missing something crucial.
他们好像缺乏了很重要的。
On the other hand, some people join the church, but they haven't truly given themselves to God.
另一方面，有一些人他们聚会，但是他们却没有真正的相信。
Neither of this is right.
这都不对的。
True faith involves both.
真正的信心乃是缺一不可。
Fully surrendering to God and being committed to His people.
乃是完全的降服于神，也委身于他与他的子民一起。
The phrase "the name of God" at that time refers to the God's people.
在那个时候，神的名乃是讲到神的子民。
They won't be ashamed to be identified to as Christians, even if others mock them.
尽管别人来侮辱他们，他们不以为耻，被称作是基督徒。
So in the old time, the word Puritan was an insult. Do you know that?
在旧的时候，这个词，这个新教徒，
古时候，
在、
yeah, 某一个时候，
某一个时候，新教徒它是一个挺侮辱人的词。
Today we won't think Puritan was an insult, right?
但今天我们不会觉得说新教徒是一个侮辱人的。
But there was a time the word Puritan is an insult.
但在某个时候，这个新教徒的确是一个带侮辱人的。
An insult to Christian.
而是一个来侮辱基督徒的。
There was an English philosopher.
有一个在英国的
一个哲学家。His name is Francis Bacon.
他的名字叫弗朗西斯·培根。
When he heard someone called Christian Puritan,
当他听到说有人叫称基督徒为新教徒的时候
，and he said, "Then I am a Puritan too."
他就说，那我也是一个新教徒。
He didn't care about the insult.
他不在乎那是一个侮辱。
It was an honor to be associated with God's people.
他很荣幸他能够成为神子民中的一员。
If God's people is Puritan, then I am a Puritan too.
如果神的子民他们被称作是新教徒，那我也是新教徒。
Because I'm so proud of being part of the body of Christ.
因为能够成为神子民中的一员，这是我可以自夸的。
Whatever you call them, I am that too.
不管你称他们为什么，你称他们为什么，我就是什么。
I belong to Jesus, and I am not ashamed.
我是属于耶稣基督的，而且我不以为耻。
This is called testimony.
这就是见证。
More importantly, God fulfilled His eternal purpose in them.
更重要的是，神能够在他的子民当中成就他的永恒的旨意。
The verse 6 of chapter 44 says,
以赛亚书四十四章第六节讲到
I am the first and I am the last and there is no God besides me
我是首先的我是末后的除我以外再没有真神
This verse affirms the truth that God alone is the one true God
这一节经文明明的向我们说到除了神以外没有别的真神
This is a definitive and absolute truth that eliminates all rivals
这是一个绝对的真理就把所有其他的这些偶像的可能性都除灭了
If God alone is God then the God alone shall be exalted
如果除耶和华神以外没有别的真神那唯独耶和华是要被尊崇的
When God established the truth in the heart of an individual God fulfills His eternal purpose in this individual.
当神他把这样的真理放在成就在这个我们个人的心里面的时候，神就在我们心里面来完成他永恒的旨意。
Recognizing and surrendering to the reality that there is no God but Him is the cornerstone of Christian faith.
我们能够活在这样的实际里面，除了神以外没有别的真神，这是我们信仰的根基。
It is through this revelation, this very revelation, we can be transformed.
乃是借着这样的启示，我们可以被改变。
It is through this very revelation, we can align ourselves with God's will.
是借着这样的启示，我们能与神的旨意联合。
It is through this revelation, we are set on a path to glory.
乃是借着这样子的启示我们能够走在这个荣耀的路上
And this is the very reason Jesus went all the way to Calvary
这也就是正因如此主耶稣他愿意为我们上加略山
This was the reason he paid such a heavy price and died on the cross
也因此他愿意死在十字架上来付这样子极重无比的代价
To restore the humanityBack to this foundational truth.
能够把人带回这样子一个最基础的真理里面。
Jesus' sacrifice was not only for the forgiveness of sin.
主耶稣他的奉献，他不是只是为了我们的罪可以得以原谅。
It was to bring us back to the place where we recognize God as the one true God.
乃是要把我们带回起初这个地方能够来承认说除了神神他是独一的真神
Through his death and resurrection
借着他的死和复活
We are invited to live in the light of this ultimate reality
我们被邀请能够活在这样的一个实际里面
God alone is worthy of worship
神他是唯独神他是配得我们的敬拜
He alone shall be exalted
唯独神他是应该被尊崇
Brother and sister, this is the testimony of Jesus
弟兄姊妹们这是关于主耶稣他的见证
This is why Jesus died on the cross for you and me
这因此主耶稣他为我们为你和我死在十字架上
This is why Jesus paid such a great price
也因此我们的主付上这样子极重的代价。
What is our response to such a great price?
我们向神所付的这样子一个代价，我们的回应是什么呢
？Is to be a testimony, saying that He alone shall be exalted.
乃是我们能够活出这样的见证，唯独耶和华被尊崇。
And this is the amazing testimony flow from the great blessing.
这是从这个祝福当中我们可以带出来的见证。
Don't you want to see this blessing?
难道你不想看见这样的祝福吗
？Don't you want to see that God's purpose fulfilled in you?
难道你不想看到神的旨意成就在你的身上吗
？Don't you want to see God's eternal purpose fulfilled in your descendants?
难道你不想看见神他永远的旨意成就在你的子孙身上吗
？Then we need to come back to this.Truth.
所以我们要回到这个真理里面。
Recognize only the Spirit can bring us into this truth.
能够来承认说，唯独圣灵可以把我们带回这样的真理当中。
It is not about a teaching.
这不是一个教导。
It is not about a practice.
也不是说 有某些的行为而已。
It is about whether you and I give the Lord the preeminence He deserves.
乃是我们是否愿意让主在我们里面居首位。
It's not about whether we know certain biblical truths.
不只是关乎于我们是不是头脑里面有一些关于圣经真理的认识。
It's about whether those truths will actually make any impact in my daily life.
乃是这些真理是否在我们每天的生活当中有实质性的影响。
When I have to make a choice in life.
当我要在生活中做一些决定的时候。
Do I choose it because it's God's will?
我来做这个选择是按着神的旨意去选择的。
Or I would choose this because of my will.
或者是我们是按着自己的意思来选择的。
If we choose according to our will,
如果我们的选择是根据我们自己的意思，
God is not exalted.
神他并没有被尊崇。
If our choice is based on God's will,
但如果我们的选择是根据神的旨意，
He is exalted.
他就被尊崇。
This is how we testify.
这是我们来做见证的方式。
Parents, we are testify that every single day to our children.
做父母的，我们每天都来向我们的孩子来做这样的见证。
We testify to them through our choices.
我们在我们这些做选择的过程中来向孩子们做见证。
Our choices demonstrate that whose will is more important.
我们的选择就来见证说谁的旨意是更重要的。
If our children see my parents honor his or her own will,
如果孩子看见这个父母他只是来在乎他自己的意思。
How can we ask our children to honor God's will?
我们怎么能够来要求我们的孩子来遵从神的意思呢？
We need to pray.
我们需要来祷告。
Only Holy Spirit can achieve this.
唯有圣灵可以来成就。
So these are something we must recognize, must understand.
这是我们一定要来认识到的。
This amazing testimony can only come from the Holy Spirit.
这样的见证只能从圣灵当中流出来。
Finally,
最后
we must respond in prayer to truly experience this blessing and its impact.
最后我们要来在借着祷告里面回应来经历这样的一个祝福还有改变。
Now we know God's promise is the Holy Spirit.
现在我们来知道神，我们已经知道神的应许就是他的圣灵。
And we also know only through the Holy Spirit that we can be the testimony of Jesus.
我们现在也已经知道唯有借着圣灵我们可以来做这样的见证。
How shall we respond then?
我们应该怎么样来回应呢？
If we truly want to experience the outpouring of God's blessing,
若我们真的想要来经历神他浇灌倾倒的祝福，
we must first acknowledge,
我们首先要来承认，
how dry and lifeless we have become,
我们里面变得何等的这个干旱疲乏。
Brothers and sisters, we have to face this.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要来面对这样的一个光景。
If we do not face this fact that how dry and how lifeless we have become,
若我们不愿意来面对这样的一个光景，我们里面变得如此的干旱，没有生命。
We will not experience the outpouring of God's blessing.
神他圣灵的浇灌就不能临到我们身上。
Because this is the word He poured.On the dry ground.
因为神的话是这样说的，他说要浇灌在干旱的地上。
He pour on the barren place.
他浇灌在那贫瘠的地上。
If we do not confess that we are dry.
如果我们不承认我们是干旱的。
If we do not confess that we are lifeless.
我们不承认我们里面没有生命。
He will not pour.
他没有办法浇灌。
We must humble ourselves before God.
我们要在神面前来自卑。
For he has promised to lift us up at the right time.
因为他应许在那个时候他要把我们举起来。
He has filled the hungry with good things.
他要叫饥饿的得饱美食。
But you must come with hunger.
但我们必须要带着饥饿而来。
He will send away the rich empty-handed.
但神却要叫富足的空手回去。
Brother and sister, when we come before the Lord, we come with hunger or we come with rich.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们来到神的面前的时候，我们是带着饥饿来呢，还是我们觉得我们已经富足了？
If we ever want to experience the outpouring of God's blessing, we must humble ourselves.
若我们愿意来经历神他这样浇灌的祝福，我们要来在神面前自卑。
That's the word.
这是神所说的。
He poured on the dry ground.
他浇灌在干旱的地上。
If you think you are not dry, He will not pour.
如果你不觉得自己是干旱的话，神没有办法浇灌。
If you think you are rich, you go away empty-handed.
但若你觉得你已经富足了，你就要
空手回去。On the other hand, if you say, Lord, I am dry.
但如果我们向神来承认我们里面是干旱的。
I am lifeless.
我里面没有生命。
If I'm sitting here, I'm lifeless.
如果我只是坐在这里，我没有生命。
But if you can confess this, you have bold enough to confess, then the Spirit will pour into your heart.
但若你愿意来勇敢地承认你里面没有生命，圣灵就要浇灌在你的里面。
This is the only way.
这是唯一的路。
It's not by any teaching, it's by the Spirit.
不是关于任何的教导，乃是借着圣灵。
Secondly, we must commit to prayer.
然后我们要来把自己放在祷告里面。
Why do we have to commit to prayer?
为什么我们要祷告？
Isn't this God's promise?
因为这是神所应许。
这不是神的应许吗？
难道这不是神的应许吗？
Because God said, I will let the house of Israel ask me to do for them.
因为神说他们为我向我来求问，这是我要给他们成就。
I think this is very important verse.
这是一个很重要的经文。
God said he's going to wait until the house of Israel asks him to do something.
神好像在说，我要来等候，直到以色列家向我求，我要为他们做。
Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 37.
在以西结书第36章37节。
It is the word of the Lord.
神是这样说。
God will not do anything until the house of Israel asks him to do.
神要等到以色列家向他求，他来为他们成就。
Imagine that having a check of $10,000 in your pocket.
想象你有一个一万块的支票在你的口袋里面。
But you never cash it.
但你一直都没有提现。
But then you complain, I did not receive the money.
然后你就来埋怨说我没有得到这一万块钱。
How foolish that is!
这不是很愚蠢吗？
We have the check here.
我们
有这个支票。
我们现在就有这样一张支票。
We have a check by the Lord.
我们有从神来的这样一张支票。
It is written in Isaiah chapter 44 from verse 3 to verse 6.
这张支票就像以赛亚书44章3到6节讲到的。
Well, we need to cash that check.
但我们要来提现。
You cash that check by going to the Lord and ask for it.
你来实现神的应许就是来到神的面前来求神为我们成就。
If we fail to claim God's promise in prayer,
若我们不在祷告当中来求神的应许成就的话
，We shouldn't be surprised when we don't receive the blessing.
当我们没有得着祝福的时候，我们不应该因此就觉得惊讶。
God asks us to seek Him.
神叫我们要来寻求他。
He said, "Ask and it will be given to you."
他讲，你们祈求就给你们。
Seek and you will find.
寻找就寻见。
And knock.And it will be open to you.
叩门就给你开门。
But this has more intensity in our personal prayer life.
弟兄姊妹们，让我们这样子，我们在个人的祷告生活中能够更加的迫切。
Let us be more devoted to our corporate prayers.
愿意我们更加把自己委身在我们团体的祷告当中。
You cannot cash the check by sitting here listening to a message only.
你不能想着说你坐在这里听一个信息就能够提出那一万块钱的支票。
I wish we can.
我希望我们是可以这样做。
I truly wish we can.
我真希望我们可以这样做。
Everyone's just here by listening to a message, then you cash the check. I wish we can.
如果我们就是坐在这里，我们就可以拿从那个支票里面拿出那一万块钱的话，我真希望事情是这样子可以做成的。
But God doesn't work this way.
但神不是这样工作的。
You have to come together and ask Him.
我们要一同来向他求。
It's so foolish to serve God's people, but without praying for them.
我们只是来服侍神的子民，但是我们却不为他们祷告，这是很愚蠢的。
Because most of your effort will be wasted.
因为你许多的这些努力其实都是浪费的。
Most of the hard labor of service is in prayer.
其实最主要的服侍乃是我们的祷告。
Therefore,Come together wholeheartedly to pray.
所以愿意我们真的能够全心全意的一同来祷告。
We cry out to God with sincerity.
我们来向神呼求。
If we do this together, the Spirit will pour out on us.
若我们向神来求，圣灵就要浇灌在我们当中。
Third, beyond prayer, we must take actions.
而在祷告以外，我们也来行动。
Be careful the ordering of these things. Prayer comes before taking an action.
大家要注意这个顺序。我们在行动之前要祷告。
We often switch the order. We take action without prayer.
我们不应该来先行动而不祷告。
It would be absurd for a farmer to pray for harvest and then neither plow nor plant.
一个农夫他如果只是来为着这个丰收祷告，但是他又不耕种的话，这是很愚蠢的事。
So how can we pray for revival while do nothing ourselves?
若我们只是为着复兴祷告，但我们却什么都不做，这是不可能的。
So what should we do?
所以我们应该做什么呢？
We should do like what Jesus would do.
我们应该要效仿我们的主耶稣。
What Jesus did?
主耶稣他做了什么？
He set aside 99 and went for the lost one.
他放下这99只羊，他去来寻找那一只迷失的羊。
Do we have lost one?
我们生活中有这样子一只迷失的羊吗？
We have plenty.
我们应该有很多只。
We have plenty lost sheep.
我们有很多迷失的羊。
We all know them.
我们都认识他们。
Are we taking any action?
我们有做任何的行动吗？
Are we setting aside 99 and go for that lost one?
我们有愿意去寻找那一只迷失的羊吗？
No matter how young that sheep is.
不管那只羊有多年轻。
Brothers and sisters, we all know them.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都认识那一只。
But have we taken an action to go for them?
但我们有起来寻找他们吗？
As we serve in many different ways.
我们在各方各面来服侍。
But sometimes it takes one person to reach out to another person.
但有很多时候，其实只是要一个人。来去寻找另外一个人。
Even as powerful as our Lord Jesus,
就像我们的主耶稣那样。
He reached out to Peter individually.
他是单独的来向彼得来说话。
He spoke to Thomas person to person.
他向多马面对面的说话。
Brother and sister, we're not as powerful as our Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们，可能我们不像我们的主那样有能力。
Sometimes or in many situations, we need to spend time with another brother or another sister, one on one.
很多时候我们只是能够来花时间与这个弟兄或姊妹一起。
That's called discipleship.
那个就是我们彼此做门徒。
God calls us to make disciples.
神叫我们要到要使万民做门徒。
How the Lord Jesus make disciples?
我们的主他是怎样去使万民做门徒的呢？
He make one at a time.
他是一个一个的来寻找他们。
That's why he only made 12.
所以他就找到了十二个门徒。
And we think we can make 1,200.
但我们觉得我们可以有一万两千个门徒。
一千两百。She's more powerful than I am. Friend, sister, you say, well, if you have to only make one, how long we will make everyone disciples?
弟兄姊妹们，你们可能在想，如果我们要一个一个的去使他们做门徒的话，可能这样会花很长的时间。
So that take many of us.
所以我们许多人都要起来做工。
We all need to rise up to be a shepherd.
我们都要起来成为那牧羊的。
Every one of us can be a shepherd.
我们每个人都能成为那个牧羊的。
If you reach out to a lost person.
如果你来寻找那个迷失的
，If you reach out to someone who needs some help，
如果你来寻找那个需要帮助的
，No matter how small a things you did to them，
不管你为他所做的事情有多么的微小
，You are indeed a shepherd，
你的确就是那个牧羊的。
Brothers and sisters， doesn't matter what we serve in the house of the Lord， we are all shepherds。
弟兄姊妹们，不管我们在神的家中有哪一种服侍，我们都是要做。
A true shepherd will not be able to sacrifice that one lost sheep.
一个真正的牧羊的，他不愿意来舍弃那一只迷失的羊。
If all of us become shepherds,
若我们都是来做牧羊的
，Look after our brothers and sisters.
我们来看守我们彼此看守我们的弟兄姊妹们。
Then God will walk alongside us.
神就会与我们一起同工。
He's never slower than His people.
神他不是比他的人的子民行动的更加的慢。
If we are building, then He becomes the master builder.
如果我们是那所建造的房屋，他就是那建造的人。
No one would wish to have a nice vacation, but refuse to leave his home.
如果我们想要有一个愉快的旅程，我们首先我们要来离开我们的家。
If we truly desire to see the blessing of the Lord,
如果我们真的愿意来经历神的祝福
，we must rise up in prayer.
我们需要起来祷告。
May each of us embrace God's promise of revival and rise up in prayer.
愿意我们真的都来持守神所应许的这个恢复，然后我们也来起来祷告。
Let's pray.
让我们有一同有些祷告。
Father, we are so grateful this morning.
天父，我们何等的感谢你。
We thank you for your words.
我们感谢你的话语。
Your word is so clear.
你的话语是如此的清楚。
You poured your spirit on the dry ground.
你要把你的灵浇灌在干旱的地。
Therefore, this morning we confess, we are the dry ground.
早晨我们来承认我们是那干旱的地。
And we need the rain pouring out from heaven.
我们需要从属天的这个雨水来降落在我们当中。
We pray this morning that you would speak to our heart.
早晨求你真的向我们的心来说话。
And recognize.That this is your promise.
能来认识到这是你所应许的。
But in your eternal purpose, and in your eternal will, you will let the house of Israel to ask you to do it.
在你永恒的旨意里面，你愿意，你要以色列家来求你，你要为他们来成就。
Cause us to respond to the fact.
求你真的使我们心里像你所说的有回应。
Rise up in prayer.
我们起来祷告。
To pray for your promise.
来为着你的应许祷告。
To pray for our offspring and our descendants.
为着我们的子孙后代来祷告。
Lord, we need your help.
主，我们需要你的帮助。
And we commit ourselves to respond.
我们也要来向你有回应。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。Amen.